CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website. This is GB2RS News. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 19th of July, 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Harris shortlist revealed. New radio initiative, listen out for MC0RYC youngsters. The list of 10 schools that will have the opportunity to contact British ESA astronaut Tim Peake using amateur radio whilst he's in orbit was revealed at the UK Space Conference earlier this week. Tim will launch to the International Space Station this December and will spend 6 months working and living on the ISS. The ARISS UK operations team, supported by the RSGB, will now begin work with the shortlisted schools to prepare them for this exceptional opportunity during the mission of the first British ESA astronaut. At the amateur radio show in Friedrichshafen, a new radio initiative led by the Austrian and German National Societies was launched. This highlighted that amateur radio equipment, particularly handhelds, needs to move further into the 21st century and towards smart radios with adaptable voice flex codecs, as well as more open applications layer, perhaps more akin to a smartphone. A website for the initiative can be found at www.newradio.eu. The RSGB's Youth Committee, the Expedition DX15, will be active as MC0RYC from the Brecon Beacons in Wales, from the 23rd to the 30th of June. Throughout the course of the week, they'll be taking part in a range of activities, including operating SOTA summits. Please work the young team if you can. The RSGB would like to thank Kenwood for their sponsorship, as well as SOTA, the RCF and the RSGB Legacy Fund for their support. In Europe, 76 young amateur radio operators from more than 22 nations getting ready to share their youthful enthusiasm for the hobby at the Youngsters on the Air summer camp in Italy from the 18th to the 25th of July. A small team of youngsters from the UK will be there. The programme, which is a mix of educational and intercultural events, is expected to feature a presentation on PSK, a workshop on soldering cable connectors and a session on how to build HF wire antennas. There'll also be fox hunting and a contest with 77's handhelds. ARISS TV images will be transmitted this weekend from the International Space Station to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz mission. The ARISS team has developed a series of 12 slow-scan television images that will be transmitted on 145.800 MHz FM with 5 kHz deviation. The images are planned to start sometime Saturday morning, the 18th, and finish on the 19th of July. The images can be displayed using several different SSTV computer programs that are available on the internet. Further information, http://amsat-uk.org. The RSGB convention takes place over the 9th to the 11th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Visitors will be pleased to hear about two propagation-related lectures taking place. Dr. Ruth Bamford will be speaking about ionosondes that are used to examine the ionosphere and what an eclipse can tell us. And Steve Nichols, G0KYA, chairman of the RSGB's Propagation Committee, speaking on the sun, sunspots, solar flares, coronal mass ejections and their effects on HF. Details can be found on the RSGB's website. The AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium will take place at the Holiday in Guildford on the 25th of July. The lecturers will include Professor Richard Holdaway and Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, G3YJO, as well as Peter, DB2OS, Drew, KO4MA and Ivo, or Evo, PA1IVO. Admittance is £10 for the day, car parking free. More details on the AMSAT UK website. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 19th sees the McMichael Radio Rally and Car Boot Sale at Reading Rugby Football Club, Home Park, Farm Lane, Sonning Lane, Sonning on Thames, Reading RG46ST, There'll be a talk-in station, free car parking, and the gates open at 9:30. Admittance £2. Special interest groups, trade stands, and a car boot area. Details from PG8FRC 01189695697. As mentioned earlier, the AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium takes place from the 24th to 26th of July at the Holiday Inn Guildford, GU27XY. A beginner's session is scheduled for Friday the 24th and an active satellite ground station will be operational. The 25th has a wide range of lectures. More information, http://amsat-uk.org. On the 26th of July, the Horncastle Summer Rally will be held in the Horncastle Youth Centre, Lincolnshire, LN96DZ, doors open 10:30, admission is £1.50. More details from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507527835. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News at Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news, Wearside Electronics Amateur Radio Society is running GB4SAS from the Roca Lifeboat Station in the Marina North Dock, SR60PY, for the Sunderland Air Show on the 25th and 26th of July. Activity will be on the HF bands, as well as 2 metres and 70 sems. Visitors most welcome. A World War II special event commemoration station has been set up in Brazil by Ronaldo, PS7AB. PV70FEB will be on the air until the 30th of July to honour the importance of peace and commemorates the Brazilian expeditionary forces on Italy's battlefields. Certificates will be sent in 2016 via email to all stations who complete contacts with at least 10 special event stations on SSB Digital or CW, QSL via PS7AB direct with $2 via the Bureau, EQSL or Logbook of the World. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. G50 will be operating as GI50 from the East Lighthouse, Rathlin Island, IOTA reference EU122, from the 24th to 26th of July, primarily for the IOTA contest. Jean-Paul, HB9ARY, is working Mauritius, AF049, and operating as 3B8HC, until the 25th of July. Activity will include some slow CW, but mainly SSB on all HF bands, from 80 to 6 metres, QSLNI5DX direct. Radio Scouter Stuart, G6CJR, Dennis, M0NDJ and Claire at G8ULQ will be operating 8N23WSJ at the 23rd World Scout in Japan. The Jamboree will be taking place from the 28th of July until the 8th of August. They expect to be operating all the popular HF bands 24 hours a day, conditions permitting. Please look out for them. The F6KOP team will be active from Les Minquiers, EU099, from the 25th to 29th of July, with 4 SSBCW stations from 8 to 6 metres, via the Bureau, OQRS or direct via F6KOP. G8OFQ will be active stroke HC8 from the Galapagos Islands until the 30th of September, operations 160 to 6 metres, but no times or modes have been mentioned. QSLHA3JB. PY8WW will be operating from Caviana Island, SA042, from the 22nd to the 29th of July. Its operating site only has an elevation of 1 metre above sea level, but listen out for him, particularly in the IOTA contest. See www.paradxgroup.com. Aerial NY4G will be active as FP stroke NY4G until the 23rd of July from Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon. Activity will be mainly CW and logs will be updated to Club Log and Logbook of the World. QSLing will be available via Club Log OQRS. Contest news now today, the 19th, is host to several contests running from 0900 to 1600 UTC. The RSGB low power contest is on the 3.5 and 7 megs bands using CW only. The exchange's signal report, serial number and power level. The UK Microwave Group runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC today on the 24 to 248 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And finally for today, the 70 MHz trophy runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the UHF UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the turn of the data leg of the popular 80-meter club championships, running 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend is the RSGB's flagship Islands on the Air contest. It takes place for 24 hours from 1200 UTC on the 25th, using SSB and CW only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Everyone who lives in the British Isles lives on an island, and so will be in demand that weekend. Exchange a signal report, serial number and your island reference. Mainland Britain is EU005, mainland Ireland is EU115, whilst the smaller islands have different references that can be found at www.qrz.com/i/iota.html. Also next week on the 26th is the UK Microwave Group contest taking place from 0600 to 1800 UTC, 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Radio propagation report now compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun continues to be unsettled as we slide down from the peak of solar cycle 24. This is expected to be the downward portion of any cycle, which tends to throw out more solar flares and coronal mass ejections. The 12th and 13th were quite unsettled, with the KP index reaching 5 on Monday due to an elevated solar wind stream and prolonged period of the interplanetary magnetic field having a southward facing component. When the so-called BZ points south, we are more likely to get coupling of solar plasma with the Earth's magnetic field, and therefore unsettled conditions. The solar flux index declined this week, with only two sunspots visible as group 2381 rotated out of view. Coming around the limb, though, is another spot, although early signs are that it's quite stable. Next weekend, we can expect the solar flux index to continue around 100, with reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions and a KP index of 2. In addition to sporadic key openings on the higher HF bands, we may see possible short path F2 openings up to 24 megs. Paths may exist to Western Australia on 18 megs or even 21 megahertz around 0700 to 0800, but these may have a maximum probability of only 32%. Around noon, the probability of a contact rises to 50% on 15 meters. Now, the VHF and up propagation sporadic key was a little quiet last week, with mainly intra-European paths. From QSO reports, Tropo was slightly enhanced, but seems to have favoured stations further south than the UK, with openings via the Azores High. For both modes, it's been a case of being there at the right time, don't give up. It's still the prime season for sporadic key and summer Tropo. Sporadic E is going to behave slightly differently this week, since the main jet stream is migrating further north to be over northern Europe or Scandinavia by the second half of the week. This will probably favour sporadic E openings into the Baltic and Scandinavia, rather than to the southeast into the Balkans and Italy. In the coming week, there'll be a large but weak area of high pressure over the near continent, but with the main Azores high dominating across Biscay and the nearby Atlantic west of Portugal. This should offer some reasonable Tropo sea paths to Spain, Portugal, Canaries and Azores. Later in the week there could be a sea Tropo to the east, and land paths across the continent should show some enhancement overnight and for short period after dawn. Slow-moving, isolated thunderstorms and perhaps heavier showers over northern Britain mean that there may be rain scatter opportunities on the higher bands on some days. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's also all from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.